in the late 20s and early 30s when he was to a degree part of the Soviet avant-garde. Particularly the scores he made for filmmakers, cousins von Traubenberg, members of the theatre of the eccentric actor, such as New Babylon in 1929 and Alone 2 years later. So these were sort of full of kind of parody, of sort of deliberately non-diegetic music, of kind of often quite abrasive, often kind of quite deliberately humorous and so forth. So quite a long way from sort of, you know, grandiose symphonic 19th century romantic music. But as to the subject of the film, Cherry Yarmushke, or Novye Cherry Yarmushke, was, I think, like the operetta itself, a kind of sign of the end of a particular kind of Soviet culture. Specifically, the kind of culture of, for want of a better word, sort of high Stalinism, which was very, very pompous, very traditional, very kind of 19th century in its aesthetics, very stodgy and hierarchical,